From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Residents of Catalonia opposed to the regional government's effort to secede from Spain rallied in Barcelona. Last week, Catalans voted overwhelmingly for independence. In that referendum, in that poll, 90% voted to break with Spain, but the turnout was less than half of the electorate. Roberto Velasquez was among the demonstrators on Sunday.
You have to follow the rules. You can't do by your own because that's not democracy. Democracy is sit and talk with the Spanish government and try to make a deal. If you can't make a deal, you can do what you want because that's not democracy.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said he would not rule out using constitutional powers to take away Catalonia's autonomous status if the region declares independence. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats have reportedly reached a deal with Bavarian conservatives on a refugee camp as both sides look to unite ahead of talks on forming a new government. Reports say the number of refugees to be allowed into Germany will be capped at 200,000. Merkel has until now rejected caps. President Trump made it clear on Sunday in a tweet in order to strike a deal with the Democrats to allow the so-called Dreamers to stay in the country, he will insist on overhauling the country's green card system, hiring 10,000 more immigration officers, and building a wall along the southern border. Last month, Mr. Trump denounced plans to end the so-called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, an Obama-era policy that protects hundreds of thousands of young people who were brought here illegally as children. This is VOA News. At least 12 Rohingya Muslims fleeing violence in Myanmar and seeking refuge in Bangladesh drowned. It happened late Sunday when their packed boat capsized. So far, hundreds of thousands of Rohingyas have fled Myanmar's Rakhine state for Bangladesh, all of that since late August. Priya Marwa, Human Response Coordinator for the UN Population Fund, talks about the plight of Rohingya women.
Our women-friendly spaces are literally running over capacity because of the need that these women and girls are expressing in terms of health services, safe shelter, food, clothing, basic clothing. Many of them are pregnant, they're breastfeeding, they need referrals. They have lived through real horrors, and that is really what's coming through in their stories. There are thousands of them on the roadsides, in makeshift shelters, in refugee camps.
Bangladesh is planning to build a giant camp in order to house at least 800,000 Rohingyas who have sought refuge in Bangladesh. A prominent 85-year-old Thai social critic is facing up to 15 years in prison for offending the monarchy after questioning whether a duel on elephant back fought more than 400 years ago by a Thai king against a Burmese adversary ever took place. Sulak Sivaraksa was sent to military court in Bangkok Monday after reporting to a police station to hear whether the case against him would go forward. Complaint against him was filed under the Thai law meant to protect top members of the royal family from defamation. U.S. and Turkey mutually suspended visa services after an American consulate employee was arrested in Turkey. Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting.
Tension escalating in a brewing diplomatic crisis between Turkey and the U.S. after both the NATO allies suspended visa services in a tit-for-tat fallout. The U.S. mission to Turkey on Sunday suspended all non-immigrant services following the arrest of a U.S. consulate employee in Istanbul on Wednesday. He's accused of links to Fethullah Gulen, a cleric who the Turkish government blames for last year's failed coup. The self-exiled Islamic preacher lives in Pennsylvania. His extradition to Turkey has been sought to little avail. In retaliation for the U.S. visa cutback, Turkey's embassy in Washington blocked new applications from U.S. citizens in a statement using almost identical language.
That is Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting. You can get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.